Folkestone 13, the A20 for Folkestone. Congestion because of this back to Cheriton, that's Junction 12, the A20. Capel of Ferns, slow traffic A20 eastbound between the Courtwood interchange and also the Viaduct and Elizabeth Road and the Limekiln roundabout at Dover. And P&O Ferries have delays of up to an hour on services between Dover and Calais this afternoon. It's 0500 59 27 27 for your Jamline updates.
On FM, DAB, online and on your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM at 1 o'clock. Let's get the latest now from Joanna Earle.
A 50-year-old teacher is in a stable condition in hospital after being stabbed at a school in Bradford. Police are searching for a 14-year-old boy in connection with what happened at Dixon's King's Academy this morning.
This is KMFM News.
A British student has been arrested in Malaysia, accused of triggering an earthquake by posing naked on a sacred mountain. Eleanor Hawkins was detained after photos were shared on social media. Her family says she's very upset and she could face up to 3 months in jail and a fine. Sky's Asia correspondent Mark Stone has been reading a statement from the 23-year-old's dad.
He says, "We managed to speak to Ellie yesterday morning and she is obviously scared and upset. She knows what she did was stupid and disrespectful and is very sorry for the offence that she has caused the Malaysian people."
A 33-year-old lorry driver is continuing to be held by police following a crash involving up to 13 vehicles in Southborough. Three people were taken to hospital after it happened on London Road yesterday afternoon. The road was closed for 7 hours. A Tunbridge Wells man is starting 20 months in prison after trying to abduct a teenage girl as she walked home from school. Samuel Culver blocked the path of the 15-year-old and tried to force her into an alleyway last September. The 26-year-old from Brook Road has been jailed for a similar offence in 2012.
KMFM News.
A man and two women are still being held on suspicion of murder after a man's body was found at a flat in Maidstone. Police were called to Rocky Hill Terrace on Monday afternoon. They say the 69-year-old may have been undiscovered for several days. London's well-known Oyster card could soon be used by some commuters in Kent as part of a possible shake-up of who handles our train services. The County Council are in talks with Transport for London about transferring Metro journeys from Southeastern to London Overground Railway. It could see the payment system brought in for journeys to Gravesend and Sevenoaks. Stephen Gash deals with transport at KCC.
There will be no detrimental effect on the paths for Kent trains, no detrimental effect on the stopping pattern or capacity of Kent's trains, no increases in fares which were greater than the national increase determined by the Department for Transport. But provided those red lines are adhered to, we think this is a win-win.
Two boys have been arrested after an elderly woman was attacked and robbed in Dover. The 90-year-old victim had to be taken to hospital after she was reportedly grabbed and pulled over on Cowgate Hill last Saturday. An 11 and 17-year-old are being questioned.
KMFM News.
A former sergeant who became homeless after leaving the army is trying to help unemployed people in Medway get back into work through gardening. Mark Cox served abroad for 14 years but suffered a breakdown after trying to adapt to civilian life. He's now helping volunteers at Fort Amherst in Chatham to get qualifications and says it's turned his own life around.
Out of this course, we've probably got about 5 people employment. And that is the main thing, getting them to move on with their lives. We've had to move on with our lives through our problems, and for them to do it now and watch them do it, that's a satisfaction. I just can't wait to get up here in the morning.
And Sir Christopher Lee, who has appeared in the Lord of the Rings trilogy, James Bond and Star Wars, has died aged 93. The screen legend passed away over the weekend. His movie career spanned 70 years.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing. For all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
In cricket, Matt Prior's announced his retirement from all forms of the game at the age of 33. With more on that and the rest of the sport, here's Kieran.
Well, the wicketkeeper who played for Sussex and England was part of 3 Ashes winning sides. He hasn't played any cricket since last July because of an Achilles tendon injury. Football and new Newcastle head coach Steve McClaren has agreed a deal that could see him stay with the club until well into the next decade. His contract initially runs for 3 years but could be extended by a further 5. He's also been added to the club's board, which is a unique development in the Premier League. And England boss Gareth Southgate gets a final chance to look at his players in action before the European Under-21 Championships this evening. They face Belarus in a friendly at Barnsley's Oakwell. Southgate says they're in a good position to do well in the forthcoming tournament in the Czech Republic.
With a consistency in the way that we play, We've got a style of play that we believe is exciting. I think we've shown that over the course of certainly the last 18 months.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.